The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So, during supper, fully aware of what the Father had put everything into his power and had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from the supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dried them with a towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, you are not going to wash my feet." Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You called me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening, everyone. One of the things we human beings love to do is we love to eat, do we not? It's one of our favorite things to do. As you could tell looking at me, I really love to eat, all right? But I have to say, this Lent has been very interesting for me because I gave up eating bread completely. I know, aren't I a saint, huh? And you know, now that Lent is over, after this Mass, I'm going to eat some cookies, all right? There's something about eating for us. It brings people together. And I have to say, my fondest memories as a family were gathering together every Sunday night at my grandparents' house in Torrance, my dad's parents. And I was blessed with a lot of cousins, and we were doubly blessed because my grandmother was a caterer. A woman loved to cook. Every weekend she would be cooking for like three weddings, whatever it was. I was up at the seminary and she'd find a way to call me and say, "Mijo, I don't care how busy you are, you better come down this weekend and work with me." All right? She loved to feed people that she loved. And when my grandmother died, she was blessed to die in her sleep. That's what we all want, don't we? She went in her sleep. She went very peacefully. And our family was so rocked by that because we didn't get a chance to say goodbye. But my aunt opened the freezer of her kitchen, and she had just cooked the night before a lot of barbacoa, shredded beef. And after her funeral Mass, we ate her food one last time as a family. And we remember that so vividly, and that was back in 2005. Because that's how she showed her love for her family, by feeding us. And we gathered together that day, we told stories, and we tried to honor her every day, and my grandfather, by being good people and trying to live our lives as decent citizens. That message, my friends, is alive and well for all of us as Catholic Christians. Because we live out the legacy of Jesus each and every day. And we are the face of Christ to one another by how we live our life. And we gather this evening on the night that Jesus gave us the Holy Eucharist. And he gave us the priesthood. Those two beautiful sacraments, holy orders at the Eucharist. And as we gather around and remember the Last Supper, we're reminded that we are called as disciples of Christ to live out the mission of Jesus every day. So what does Jesus teach us on this holy night, on this beautiful Holy Thursday? He first of all teaches us to bring a wide range of people to our lives. Diversity is a beautiful gift, yes or no? So could you imagine the cast of characters that were around Jesus that night? Just like you and I. Perfectly imperfect, as I like to say. And we remember our parish slogan, all are welcome. But that's hard to live out at times. So the diversity of all of you God's people is exactly what Jesus wants for us. But how are we bringing different people to the table? The newly arrived immigrant, the incarcerated, the unborn, Democrats, are you loving Republicans? Republicans loving Democrats? And the list can go on and on, can't we? We get so stuck in our little bubbles, but yet Jesus tonight is saying, come to the table. You are welcome at the Lord's banquet. He's also telling us tonight to have a life of service, to feed one another as Christ taught us. So whether you're single, you're married, you're young, you're old, you're skinny, you may be a little chubby like me. You weren't supposed to laugh at that. We are called to serve. And how do we do that? We serve our family. Those small tasks that we do with love. We go above and beyond at our work. We go above and beyond at our parish. Maybe somebody's asking us to do something. Service is something that we're called to do every day. Jesus teaches us so beautifully tonight, unconditional love and forgiveness. Jesus loved people even when they were going to hurt him or disappoint him. So who do you need to forgive tonight? Who is it that you're struggling to love? It seems like it should be so easy for us. But forgiveness and loving is something that we need to work on each and every day. So the church is alive and well in each and every one of you. You are the church, my friends. And as those original disciples, Jesus' family and friends gathered with him on that first Holy Thursday night, that's what we are doing tonight. We allow our Lord to feed us with the Eucharist, his body and blood, so that we can go out into the world and to serve and love one another. So tonight, I just want to thank you for the good people that you are, for your love of Jesus, and your love of one another. But in a special way tonight, I want to thank my brothers, my senior Clem, who's been battling a little bit of a flu this week. He'll be celebrating 60 years of ordination this year. All right? 60 years. Father Andrew, you have 57 more years to catch up with him. 3 years, okay? And we want to thank Deacon Jay for all his dedication as well. And you, Deacon Joseph, soon to be Father Joseph, God willing. So pray for them. Pray for them in their ministry. So let's just pause right now on this special night. And how is Jesus inviting you and me to love one another.